Another big anniversary has just been unveiled this week. It's from the Gang of Choice. And for 20 years now, they have been unveiling their Shonkies Awards. And kind of pretty much as the name suggests, products and services out there in the marketplace that, I guess for a lack of a better term, don't really measure up to consumer expectations. The editorial director at Choice, Mark Serrells, joins us now. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Look, you're 20 years to pick from. We've got to ask you right out of the gate here. Do you have a favourite, a couple of favourite Shonky Award winners?
Oh, man, I have so many favourites. I think probably my number one is the one we did last year. It's maybe recency bias, but we did one. It was a green juice that didn't have any greens in it. Like, it had nothing green in it. I also love, we gave a Shonky to a product that was called Air in a Can, and it was like Blue Mountains Air in a can that you could just like breathe through. Yeah, that's an our favourite.
Air in a can. So essentially it was just a can.
Yeah, it was just a can.
Well, okay. I suppose if it was, I want to say bottled, that's the wrong term, but if it was put together in the Blue Mountains, it's technically correct, but many of us would definitely say that is Shonky. Look, this year, there are five awards that you want to highlight in particular. The banking sector, look, banking, insurance, anything like that. If you're a utility of any kind, we kind of generally hate you. That's the rules. But so this year, you want to highlight the Commonwealth Bank. What's been going on there?
Yeah, so 2.2 million low-income Australians had been charged, I think it was $270 million in fees by Combank that they shouldn't have been charged because they're supposed to be on no-fee accounts. And so this happened across the board. Heaps of banks had this problem. But Combank was the only one that was digging their heels in of the major four about paying it back. So they're like, nah, we're good. We don't want to pay it back. So not great.
All right. So the banking sector continues to be one of our much non-loved sectors. I am not surprised that this next company has been thrown in there. We've seen quite a few of them bombard us, Mark, over the last couple of years. Those low-budget overseas shopping houses. And Temu is the one. And Choice reckons they are an unsafe haven for dodgy sales tactics and fast fashion, quoted directly from your press release.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, yeah, Temu is just so shonky on a number of levels, right? Like, you go on the website, you're like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm being forced to, you know, it's really dodgy experience. But I think the worst thing that Temu does is the safety issue. In January, there was an Australian girl that got set on fire whilst wearing a sweater she bought from Temu, a sweater that was like, didn't pass any of the safety, you know, any safety things for Australia. So, like, there's loads of stuff like that, right? It's just really lots of dodgy stuff that you can buy on there.
And how much of that is a problem, Mark, that we see in the consumer space generally, that things that are sort of, that they originate overseas and they just have that portal to come into us, particularly via the online space, and they sort of bypass any of the strict standards that we might be a little bit more stringent than the host nation, shall we say?
100%. So there's loads of these outlets, right? Like AliExpress, even Amazon and eBay. You can buy a lot of bad things on there too. I think the thing about Temu, though, all those other outlets that I mentioned have signed up to like a safety standards thing that the ACCC is doing, and Temu is the only holdout. They still haven't signed it. It's like a safety pledge. What are you doing? Sign the safety pledge.
I'm going to take a punt that what they're doing is they're going, okay, well, if we sign, we're going to lose this much in revenue because these zillions of products will have to go versus the risk that they'll just run. So who knows? We'll see if they can get off of the Shonky list for next year. Well, it looks like we are also heading back to some of our service operators here and energy retailers. Energy, much in the discussion, Mark, and it hasn't been lost on the Shonkies.
No, I mean, energy has been a big issue for our readers as well. Behind supermarkets, it's the biggest concern. But the Shonky this year is because energy companies are so dodgy that they will have multiple plans with the same name, all at different prices, and you don't know if you're on the cheap one or not.
Yeah, it's very confusing. So, I think that's the point here.
Yeah, so confusing. And we've estimated that $65 million in potential savings have been lost to Australians because of these dodgy pricing practices.
All right. The fourth one is really, this is a classic. This is probably 1.0 edition Shonkies here. The Handy Heater Turbo 800. it's sold on being a plug-in heater that doesn't plug in.
Yeah, this is my favourite of this year's class, the Shonky's class of 2025. Yeah, it's the plug-in heater that doesn't plug in. It also doesn't heat very well either. So when you know, when you buy these things, first off, technically plug-in heaters are illegal. You're not supposed to have them in Australia. But this one doesn't even have an Australian plug at the end, so you can't even plug it in. It comes with an adapter that doesn't even pass Australian standards. You plug it in and it just hangs out there looking all dodgy and dangerous. So this thing is one of the worst heaters we've ever tested at Choice.
All right, but let's be honest, that one is classic, you know, original edition Shonky's there. Advertises as plug-in, doesn't plug in. And last, very quickly, Mark, we're back to the utilities again. Health funds this time, HCF, a price rise?
Yeah, this really annoys me. You know, government with health insurance increases have to be government mandated. They're only supposed to go up by a small amount each year. So this year they were only supposed to go up by, I think it was like 3%. But what these companies do, and HCF is one of the worst, is they close the account, they reopen the same account, the same insurance thing with the same name, with a different name, and then charge whatever they want. So instead of increasing the price by 3%, they increase the price by 34%.
Wowzers. Okay.
So really bad. And over the past 5 years, these accounts should have been going up by about 60%. HCF's over 90%. So really
wow.
Dodgy.
I tell you what, there's always a lot to pick from, but I think you've come up with a couple there that really they've earned their title, they've earned their trophy. Do you get the job of delivering the little trophies around, or do they just get it?
I think we used to do that. Maybe we need to bring it back. We need to make them just hand them a lemon. That's what we should do.
Just a bag of lemons out of the local supermarket.
Yeah, there you
go. I don't know what you do if a supermarket makes the list, but it's you. But anyway. Mark, a lot to look through there, and if anyone wants to read that in detail, you can head up to the Choice website. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks heaps.
There he is. He is the editorial director at Choice, Mark Sherrills, on the 25th Shonky Award winners. It's their 20th year.